What the fuck is up, duelists? Welcome to Pot of Greed, the world's number one and only Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. We are, as always, sponsored by Kaiba Corp, and I am your host, Argyle, a.k.a. Liquid Jack.
I'm Dan, a.k.a. Neo Metal Jack Atlas.
I am your host, Sarah, and hey, why are you me? I'm me.
And I'm Max.
You are, I am.
I'm Max, and Evil Jack Atlas be driving the Wheel of Misfortune.
Oh no.
That's pretty good.
Well, Argyle, if you're me, and I'm me, and Max is me, and Dan's also me.
Then who's driving
the
Wheel of Fortune?
Why in the podcast?
Yeah, who's driving this podcast?
Are there any other Jacks I should know about?
Is Jack Atlas in the room with us right now?
Well, we'll get Solidus Jack.
He's in a prison cell.
Set of episodes.
Solidus Jack. So we watched some very delightful episodes.
I said Jaxcellent, kind of like excellent.
Yeah,
Jaxcellent. Very good. Yeah. Sorry, my internet's kind of being doo-doo ass right now, so that might
it's
be
okay.
A bit late.
I am coming to you from the Phantom Zone or the Psychic Zone or wherever the fuck Jack gets held in these episodes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Matrix.
The VR zone.
AKA cat-sitting prison.
So...
Through an iPad.
Yeah.
Through an iPad.
We watched 5D's Season 2, Episode 19, Will the Real Jack Atlas Please Stand Up, Part 1.
Oh!
Is that... Oh my god.
Okay,
yeah, that is really the title.
I apologize. I've been too harsh on you.
I know, Audrey.
You say that every week.
I was also, me and Audrey were both hoping for Jack Off, because I
wouldn't
do have
be called
a Jack
Off.
Jack/Off.
Yeah.
That could be the title of our episode of the podcast.
I think our episode title is going to be Jack/Off.
Yeah, Jack/Off. We've already got it.
But I do got it to hand it to 4Kids that Will the Real Jack Atlas Please Stand Up is as good, if not better, as the episode being called Jack Off.
It's just called Suspect Jack Atlas for us. And Argyle, the reason I say it every week is because every week I forget that the only bit of good 4Kids really does is the episode name, so I'm always kind of going in assuming you're going to
like... Wow, very rude. I was thinking as I was watching these, I was like, you know what? The voice acting is not too bad in this. I'm kind of enjoying this. Like, Yusei is kind of... Like, I think Yusei's voice actors really come into the role. He's kind of getting comfortable with it.
I've even gotten used to
Jack's goofy-ass Australian accent.
Yeah.
I have always liked Crow's voice actor. Like, I'm having a good time.
Now, I guess the question is does Evil Jack... And it's just so fucking frustrating that we don't even get, like, a name for it. It's just, like, Dark Jack or Evil Jack or whatever.
I call him P-Jack,
I guess we could call him.
Liquid Jack is what you get when you Jack/Off, by the way.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go there. But the question is, does friend of the show, I almost said Dan Green. That's not right.
Ted Lewis?
Yeah, Dan Green voices Dio famously.
Yeah. Does friend of the
See,
show Ted
Lewis...
See,
when I was trying to think of his name earlier, I was thinking Ted Danson. I've got Danson on the brain because I watched Fargo Season 2 recently. That is This is a much more famous Ted.
Does friend of the show Ted Danson do the same voice for Evil Jack as regular Jack?
He does a slightly more ridiculous accent.
Is it still Australian?
I thought it might have been...
It is still Australian, but like he's kind of turned it up like a notch or two.
I'll check the voice credits.
Okay, because as we know from interviewing friend of the show Ted Danson, that it used to be more Australian, and then they got him to turn it down to less Australian.
Yeah, that's basically what I was thinking. It kind of just sounds like Jack sounded at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
they told him he cooked too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, as he becomes, I guess, nicer and more mellow, he becomes less Australian.
Less
like, what does it say?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like,
what could that mean?
Of Australian-ness.
What kind of strange... strange statement is Forkin's trying to make here. He just has like a robot filter on his voice for us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We get nothing like that. He doesn't really have any like effects applied to his voice.
Are you telling me he's not voiced by Dio?
No, he's the same guy, isn't he? Wait, did I fuck up?
He's voiced by Takanori Hoshino.
Yeah, no.
He's in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but he's not Dio. He's He's like Mickey. He's Mickey Mouse in Kingdom Hearts. He's like Donatello versus in Stone Ocean.
Oh, sorry. Well, it is.
Donatello versus. Yeah, what did they fucking look like? Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
The fuck is Donatello versus? Who is that?
Donatello versus is one of the villains in part 6. I don't remember if he's a Dio son or not.
There's no way that's his real ass name.
Donatello versus. He's one of Dio's fail sons.
Versace. Mm. Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Which one's his stand? Fuck.
Anyway, hey, the other Jack Atlas is just doing like a Dio sounding voice, and it's very good to me.
Yeah. The first thing we learn here is that like we are still in a very dystopian. Take your pick. Police state. A billion cops just like bust into Popo time right now. Like they don't say they have a warrant until they're already upstairs in front of Jack. They just like bust down the door.
Mm-hmm. Sector security Jack's busting through. They immediately. Yeah, they storm upstairs. Jack's just, he's neeping. And they're like, all right, buddy, we're here to arrest you. Officer Biggs, cuff him.
Officer Biggs?
Uh-huh. No, Officer Biggs.
Great. They even impound his D-wheel as they arrest him.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, but so understandable. Up. The D-wheel really is an extension of his body, so it needs to be locked up.
Right. When the boys go to the police station to talk to Mikage and Ushio, they show him footage of presumably Jack Atlas on Wheel of Fortune doing some like destruction, fucking twisted metal ass shit on the highway, like jumping on other racers with his D wheel and like bouncing around and like checking people and just like very funny stuff. I wish he'd do it in real life.
Yeah, just turbo dueling people and like intentionally trying to just kill them.
Yeah.
And Red Demon's Dragon was there, which is a little bit odd, considering it's a one-on-one.
Yeah, sus. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Strange.
They've definitely got him. All the evidence is stacked against him. And like Yusei and Crow were like, I wonder why he's doing this. So we get
Yusei and Crow were like, yeah, you know what? That kind of makes sense. And the timeline's like, up.
Yeah. The crimes stopped whenever he got arrested. So like, it must be him, obviously. And we get this amazing flashback to the like deal training the week before, and Jack like refuses to use the card. Is it Trust Fairy, Trust Angel?
It is
Trust Fairy.
Yeah,
the little pink guy.
Yeah, little mushroom man.
And his reasons for refusing to use it is because, and I quote, "That goes against my aesthetic."
It's so good.
It's just not my style.
He refuses to synergize.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. His deck is all just like bones and blood and dragons, so sure, having Trust Guardian there does make it stand out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They get really mad at each other, though. Jack, like, quits the team over this argument, because, you know, the whole thing is they have to work together, because it's like a three-person tag teams. So Jack quits.
Mm-hmm. And I also really enjoy that whenever he quits, they're like, oh, he'll be back, like, or I think they say something like, oh, how many times has he done this night? Which just kind of implies that he's constantly doing this and then coming back the next day.
It's every other day with this fucking guy. Is,
yeah.
Which is very Jack every of time. Him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he storms out, Jack. And the time lines up, like, he was gone during the time that this security footage was recorded. So he doesn't really have an alibi for that time. They've got him on tape. It seems pretty dead to rights here.
Yeah. Not looking good for him.
And Crow flies off the fucking handle.
Crow gets so fucking mean. Why is he so mean to him right now?
I think, given that Jack, as they've said, has probably thrown a fucking fit like every other day with them trying to train for this, trying to make the new engine, and all the money he's spending and not getting back because he doesn't have a job. Crow is probably, understandably, pretty upset about a lot of things right now, and he's kind of letting that out on him.
Yeah.
I really like how both, like, Crow has to be restrained by Yusei, and Jack has to be restrained by security, but they are on, like, different floors and also separated by glass. So one
right, yeah, what the fuck's he gonna do?
He was gonna jump 10 feet in the air and kick through the glass.
Yeah,
Crow's kick.
Crow gets a little. He says a little bit more hurtful things in the sub. He might have said these in the dub too, but basically he accuses Jack of sabotaging the team because like he wants to be such a loner and work on his own that like he would drag others down so they can't succeed without him.
Yeah,
he says that pretty much that in the dub as well.
Yeah, very mean. And the news spreads very quickly of this. Like everyone at Dual Academia is talking about it. Like
the girls are like, "Oh no, I gotta get rid of my Jack Atlas posters because
he's a problematic fave."
Oh,
no.
Jack is so canceled.
Hashtag Jack is over party.
Jack is over party. No.
Did you say Jack is off?
Yeah.
Jack is off.
Jack is
yeah,
off.
Yeah, Jack is off party.
Sly.
Yeah, well, that's what you say when you go to your room and you rip down your Jack Atlas posters. You go, Jack, off!
Yeah, I gotta go Jack
off. You know,
off.
You're the bedroom wall of your bed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, grunting is me being mad that Jack is canceled. Lua's classmate Sly, like little baby looking Chaz Manjame.
I was like, I have to look this guy's name up. I forgot his name because they don't.
Yu Yu Universe.
Yeah.
Right.
They call masturbating wanking, you know?
Sure.
Sorry, I think I missed some of the things you guys said.
I had to look up this character's name because I remembered him, but I didn't remember. It's Sly, yeah. He's like, of course Jack got arrested. He's a fucking piece of shit. And Leo tries to strangle him to death.
Yeah, he just starts right choking him. What the fuck, dude?
He's so mad.
I can understand him going this hard for Yusei, not Jack, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Even Carly gets yelled at.
I mean, he wasn't a huge Jack fan, though.
That's true.
He loved Jack.
Even Carly gets yelled at.
Yeah.
The thing I'm losing my mind about in this little section is the realization that Aki goes to school.
She's been going to school for a couple episodes.
Allegedly. I don't think she's learning much because every fucking other episode they get
she's like
away to do
senior year in this Gakuen.
Yeah, I'm losing my mind about this.
Yeah,
it's a
senior year. She's just got like a couple of electives that she needs to, you know, get her diploma. So she's not really doing that much. She's not really learning anything new. So she actually gets most of the day off. Like she just takes a couple classes in the morning and then she can just goof off for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She can what off for the rest of the day?
Goof.
Jack off.
I said goof off. Goof off. I'm not saying anything.
But they return to Jack later and they hear, well, sure enough, all the attacks stopped since Jack was arrested, so we're not going to be investigating this crime anymore, so you're just going to rot in prison, I guess.
Yeah.
Not very cool.
I wish a bug would break me out of prison.
Sure wish an exploding bug would open my cell door. But the gang is back, you know, they've all gathered together, and they're like, Crow feels pretty bad. He regrets what he said. He's like, you know, I kind of went off on him, but he doesn't really deserve that. And they all kind of agree. Well, there must be like a fake Jack out there who's doing this because Jack wouldn't actually do shit like that. As you know, as much of an asshole as he can be, I don't think he would try to like kill people.
Clearly, you don't know him I do.
Yeah, and Jack is, you know, obviously he figures the same thing because he's the guy who didn't do it. So he's like, well, I gotta get out there. I gotta find out who really did this. And good for him, a little robot bug appears and explodes his cell door open.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Yeah.
No idea where this is from.
I guess we don't really, never really got resolution for that. But
no idea where it's
there's
from.
There's a lot of weird shit going on.
It's revealed later. Liquid Jack did the bug.
Oh, Liquid Jack. Yeah, that's right.
That's an Iliopter bug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, Jack hits the highway immediately to try and hunt Jack down. And sure enough, Evil Jack shows up, who just looks like a palette swap. Like, this is his color B. He's just, like, slightly
he's
darker.
He's a player too, Jack.
He's just a little grayer,
yeah.
Yeah, his visor's a slightly different color. I didn't realize that this was, like, Ted Lewis. I thought that my initial assumption was they did something like the fake Yami duel in GX season 1.
Oh my god.
Where they just like get someone else to do an impression. I'll have to check though.
I think it's Ted Lewis. It just sounds like him doing the voice a little more.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did you guys hear my Ted Tuis joke? I thought it was pretty good.
Ted Tuis is pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
So fake Jack is he busted him out, he reveals, so we can kick his ass and get him out of the way permanently.
Oh, I do also want to say, just, you know, whenever he breaks out, Trudge gets a call from someone, an officer down in lockup, Officer Wedge, and he says that
Jack Steelwheel, dual runner, is gone. So, just completing the joke from earlier in the show.
Yeah, very good. Delightful.
Pretty good.
Thank you for kids.
The weird hippies who were at, like, the first meteor strike are there in a car. And they get
that's
photos.
Where I recognize them from.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize them.
A lot of heart from Ace Attorney is in the car.
Uh-huh.
And they get a photo of the two Jacks together, which will be important later on.
I think specifically, Jack's D-Wheel does do, like, a flip over their car.
Yes, I would like to take a shot of speed for this.
There's a lot of shot of speeds in this episode.
Very sick, very ill.
Yeah.
What's everybody drinking?
I got water.
Water. Yeah.
Water.
Yeah, I just finished my cup of tea.
Damn. We're just mad chilling today.
I'd like to take this time to shout out that if anyone can hear purring, that is because my cat is on top of me.
Ooh. Yay! I can't hear it, unfortunately.
Very sad.
So Speed World 2 gets activated, and a strange, like, infinity loop-shaped light appears underneath the Jacks when they start this duel. That's probably nothing.
Probably nothing. It's
probably fine.
This is the first time in 5Ds, because I've not been here for like the last sort of season. This is the first time in 5Ds that I've really seen the extent of the Geel infrastructure that's been in this arc.
Oh yeah, it's elaborate.
The Geeling lands, I've cleared the road, this Geeling gonna happen, go into this highway. This, I love Yu-Gi-Oh! So much.
It's cool, and it's really funny when you kind of realize that, like, this is all in service of the Illuminati's weird goal to, like, make that circuit, because we kind of see, like, the map of it at the end of these episodes. But it does kick ass that they have, like, just obscenely advanced technology, like, root generation, everything, all for the purpose of just, like, dueling.
And then, like, it's the kind of world building that is it's completely believable and plausible in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Universe.
Right.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, I think I said it's the kind of world building that is only believable and plausible in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Universe. Like,
it's what Kaiba wants.
Yeah, it works here perfectly.
I wish our roads worked perfectly in real life.
I like that over time we've gone from, like, yeah, at first we had the big clunky duel stadiums where you had to have, like, a whole arena just to do one card game. And then and then revolutionized it to where we can duel anywhere. We just have these little things we wear on our arms. And now we need to build an entire highway system so that we can duel. We've gone from way more compact to Robert Moses fucking up your whole city so that you can play card games.
Yeah. But it's okay, because as long as everyone plays the card game, no one complains.
Which you do. It's compulsory.
Yeah. You gotta.
Yeah.
So Ushio calls the gang, he lets them know that Jack is loose, and Yusei and Crow immediately, they're like, oh, he's gonna be, like, driving on the highway looking for the fake Jack, so we're gonna go there and
find him.
He's
loose. Jack has escaped his cage. He is out.
Yes.
He is off.
Yes.
Jack is off.
The never gets old. Fake Jack loves being the king so fucking much.
Mm-hmm.
He is all about this shit. Every other word is like, I'm the real king.
I'm the real king.
Just how Jack was at the start of the season.
It's as if this fake Jack, like, analyzed Jack from season one, not season two.
I do like the personification of, like, kind of a Yami sort of character, like a Yami Jack. But it's just Jack from, like, a few episodes ago.
It's Jack from 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah.
I'm me from 6 months ago.
That guy's a real asshole.
I'm you, but older.
The duel starts. Jack, like, immediately draws Trust Guardian. At the start. So we're pointing and we're going, oh, this is going to be the thing that makes him win. It doesn't.
It could if he used it.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm not playing this. This baby card.
He refuses to use it because he literally says, this isn't the time to remember stupid memories. I hate them all.
Yeah.
Fucking mean, dude.
He's bitter and mean.
Very rude, very mean. So he doesn't use Trust Guardian. He summons some just downright awful-looking dragons. I don't care for these guys whatsoever.
Hi, I really do need to address the issue of Dread Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's the deal?
My nickname was almost Cultural Appropriation Dragon.
It's not good.
I mean, I think it's just straight-up racism, and you know?
I think this is a racist dragon.
I think this is a racist dragon.
Jack, a dragon with dreadlocks. Canceled, buddy.
Jack, what are you doing, man?
You can't be playing that white baby.
You can't be playing that white Jack.
No, people say that, like, hey, I'm going to spoil this episode. Jack loses this duel.
It's funny. I like to see him lose because fucking Lord knows Yusei couldn't.
Yeah, people lost, hasn't it?
Maya, don't eat that.
Oh, no.
No.
Don't eat that white baby.
Hi, sorry, I'm back. My cat has something. Anyway, where were we?
You were talking about
Jack getting something.
Jack getting killed. Yeah,
he loses the duel. I would very much like to posit that, you know, people will tell you that the reason Jack loses his duel is because, you know, he doesn't use Trust Guardian. Wrong. He loses the duel because he plays a racist dragon.
Exactly.
Dragon.
And that's why Dark Jack loses the second duel, because he does play racist dragon.
That's the key to it. Like, it's all the Trust Guardian, all the big red herring to distract from the fucking Dread Dragon.
So they're battling, and it's like a mirror match, right? Like, Fake Jack has the exact same deck that Real Jack has. Like, the Dark Resonators are there, yada yada yada. At some point, when Fake Jack is able to attack and damage Real Jack's life points, he does feel real pain. So this is another one, another one of those duels. There's so many, like, how many ways at this point in Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, are there to make a duel hurt you in real life? It's got to be like 5 or 6 at the very least.
You think he's coming up with new innovations to do it?
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
I was going to say, this one in particular, I think, is either has something to do with the infinity symbol that shows up, or that he's dueling like one of the evil robots that Placido unleashed last time.
I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah.
He says in the next episode, when the Ring of Light shows up, he's like, oh, so this must be what makes the dueling hurt for real big time.
I mean, like, I guess they did Iluvatar did like construct the dueling arena system throughout the city. So they can make it make you hurt. I really want to shout out the line that Liquid Jack says, where he goes, I will use overwhelming power to devour and drink your blood. Thanks, King.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. Jack Pretty should sure. have been saying that shit back then in season 1.
Yeah.
Typical Jack Atlas sings.
He wouldn't be the king of dueling, he would be the count of dueling in that case.
One life point, two life points. So Dark Jack is able to synchro.
It just keeps going until he gets to 4,000.
Purple Demon's Dragon is what I'm going to be calling it, because it's Poiple. It's a palette swap, right? Since this is like a copy of the card and it's not the real thing. I guess in order to differentiate it has to be a different color. So this is Purple Demon's Dragon. Kind of looks cool as purple, I must say.
It's pretty nice. You know, it's kind of like how that other guy had another Dark Magician in Battle City.
That's like a real card, though. That's a real card.
Yeah, that's a real variation on Dark Magician, but, you know.
I like that there's just an asshole different color Dark Magician.
The point at which I was absolutely certain that Jack was going to lose the duel is because the other Jack went down to 300 life points first.
Exact. Thank you. I wrote that too.
Yeah.
That's how you know. Even the bad guys play by the rules.
The law of low life points.
It's my favorite Arrested Development character. Low life point law. Jack falls off the bridge explodes. Jack falls off into the bay. Crow and Yusei, like, finally make it up to Fake Jack. And, you know, he has red eyes, but they can't really tell. and they see Purple Demon's Dragon. They can't, they just don't know that it's different for some reason. And it, like, Fake Jack attacks them, and, like, as the smoke clears, he's gone. And there's just, like, the hole in the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we see a sad little shot of Trust Guardian, like, on the rocks as, like, the waves wash around it.
And yeah. then, and we don't see Jack, so we can only assume that he, like, had a Paul McCartney moment where he died and got replaced.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this Jack isn't wearing any shoes to signify that the first Jack died.
If you probably play this episode if you play this episode backwards, it says Jack is dead.
Uh-huh. Jack is off.
It says Jack is off.
Jack's been offed, yeah.
Jack off. Jack like off. Subliminal messaging.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Our listeners are going to wonder why they're getting horny.
I'm not putting JOI in our fucking podcast.
POGJOI.
You should jack off now.
You should talk about video games now.
Five G's stands for five jacking off.
Okay, five gats.
All right.
Five gallons. 5 gallons.
Five gallons. Holy moly. Who wants to go first?
Max.
Okay. So I beat Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they patched it.
They patched the bullshit garbage quest of the ultimate party animal that if you had previously set a high score in G-Bike on hard mode, you wouldn't be able to complete the quest because it wouldn't... I don't know. It'd fuck up somewhere in there, right? But that was literally the last side quest I did, so I was able to beat that and then, like, beat the game the next day because I was, like, at the end of the game already, just, like, the final chapter with, like, a really fucking long dungeon. And the final battle... I won't say anything about the ending and final battle aside from the fact that the final battle is, like, 12 phases long. It's fucking kind of really hard, actually, in certain parts. It took a long-ass time. I even had to, like, restart the whole sequence because your party gets, like, split up during it, and there's something that you fight with, like, one of your party members. I didn't have any assess materia on them, so I couldn't scan it, so I couldn't get, like... And I'm like, oh, fuck this bullshit. Like, I'm not going to replay this entire fight later. I'm just going to replay it now. So make sure... Yeah. Give Tifa assess materia when you do the end game battle in Rebirth. If you're going for assessing all the enemies, game is really good. Game is really fun. I don't know how, like, it really measures up to Remake, because honestly, they're very different games. Just like in terms of the whole, like, linear aspect of it, I'm inclined to say I still like Remake more, just because of how... I mean, I'd say that game was tight. It wasn't really tight. It was still like a fucking 40-hour RPG, but just the way they expand the Midgar part of it is just really well done. And, like, the open world is great in Rebirth, don't get me wrong. Like, there's so much fluff that they do a good job of not making it feel like fluff. But ultimately, it is, like, the middle act of the game where not a whole lot of stuff actually happens. It just is, you know, setting up stuff for the third act to kind of, like...
A lot of traveling between towns, getting a little bit of, you know, everybody gets... Some little character moments here and there, right? You get, like, Red 13 and
most Canyon. People, yeah, most people get character Barrett's, moments.
Yeah, Barrett's what they, town. All yeah, because,
like, what they have to do is... this in the original game, like, you get Barrett, and you get Red, and then you get Aerith. Those are, like the character moments in this game. You don't get anything about Yuffie. You don't get anything about... Tifa in, like, the middle part of the game, so they kind of had to add sequences and segments where you get more from those characters who, like, ordinarily wouldn't have anything. So yeah, like, and I don't mind that at all. Like, I don't believe Seven is sacred, and they're making it very clear that, like, you know, this is a different continuity of Seven, so they're able to, like, do these things and not hopefully get fans mad at them for changing.
And also, since Yuffie and Vincent Valentine are no longer optional, they can actually have them involved in the story, right?
Like, yeah, well, Vincent, not really. Vincent shows up and he quote unquote joins your party, and by that he's, like, stamps around on cutscenes, but you can't play as him. He doesn't do anything.
Okay, cool. That actually kind of rules.
He's there, and he's Matt Mercer.
They're like, we didn't want to make that many party members, but Vincent does join the party around this point in the original game, so we'll just put him in, and he'll be there, but he won't do anything.
And Sid is there a lot more, too. I mean, Sid does show up and, like, talks to you and stuff, because you get his, like, little plane and when it turns to a seaplane and stuff. But, like, he's there, and, like, they make him a lot less of a potty mouth asshole.
That's just unfortunate. Like,
you can't make a character talk like Sid these days. And, like, you know, they had to tone Barrett a whole lot.
Yeah, you can. They say shit in these remakes all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Eric says it.
Sid specifically, I'll say, he's a lot more mellowed out than he is. I will say they did have to cut two big things from, like, Bone Village isn't in Rebirth, and Rocket Town isn't in Rebirth, and Rocket Town is a lot of Sid stuff, so I think that, like, they're putting that in the third game to, like, give Sid a lot more of an arc. So, either way, great game. The music in this game is, like 10 out of 10, holy shit. Just knocked it out of the park, completely crushed it. There's so many great songs I listen to. It's like a set 9-disc soundtrack. Like, it's ridiculous. Good game, fun game. I like it. Tune in next week for when I'm going to be able to talk about the Final Fantasy 16 DLC, where you get a snake, a sea serpent on your hand with an arm cannon.
Yay.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Popcorn Argyle.
I just last week I finished playing Control. The Remedy game from a few years back. On my ongoing quest to play through, well, not all the Remedy games. I'm not going to be playing Quantum Break, and at least not yet. I'm not going to be playing the Max Payne games, but the main three that everybody knows about now: Alan Wake, Control, and then Alan Wake 2. I finished Alan Wake. It was a lot of fun. A very good, kind of a Metroidvania, very clearly inspired by things like SCP, where you've got, like, a lot of weird objects that do strange things, a lot of, like, weird otherworldly beings, you know, breaking it into our world and affecting things. It's very interesting, a lot of fun, a good sense of humor about it, but also, like a pretty decent story, all things considered, and it's very well presented. You get lots of little files and shit to read if you're into that.
Even though, like, 90% of it's always redacted.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a lot of redacted stuff. A lot of that is just played for laughs because you can kind of just guess what's under it, where it'll, you know, it'll just be something extremely obvious, or just, like, you know, it is something like, oh, we redacted the amount of people that died in this incident or whatever. I played through the main game. I played through the DLCs, Foundation, which just kind of follows up after the main story. It's really interesting. Just kind of expands on the lore of the oldest house where it takes place and the Bureau of Control. And then AWE, the Alan Wake expansion.
Yeah, that's what it stands for.
That's what it stands for, definitely. Which, yeah, is basically just like a sequel hook for Alan Wake 2. And that was a lot of fun because, you know, Alan Wake, the game has a lot of problems, but I did really like it a lot. You know, I have a lot of affection for it. And so getting to have Mr. Wake in my ear again, doing a silly voice and everything was very nice. So now that I'm done with that, I am actually later today going to be starting Alan Wake 2. I'm quite excited for that. Yay!
Alan Wake.
Alan Woke. My name is Alan Woke, and I'm going Alan Broke.
you can't make Alan. Yeah,
maybe some way down the line, I'll play the Max Payne games. I hear they're doing remakes of those, or remasters, or
whatever. Oh, that's fun.
So maybe when those come out, I'll play them. And then never play Quantum Break. I will never play it because I don't have an Xbox. So
it's okay.
Popcorn, Sarah.
Hi, I'm here.
You play video games?
Nope. Popcorn done.
Cool.
Hi, I'm also here. I've been playing a couple different games, and I think the game I'll talk about this week is I'll talk about Metal Gear Solid 3.
Ooh, that's the best one.
Yeah, I've been playing through that. I played a little bit, like, a couple years ago. I finished the Virtuous Mission, and recently I picked back up on it. I've got my PS3 set up. I'm playing the HD Collection version. I was having a little bit of trouble at first, but then I got the Mark 22 and got a hang of the controls.
Puppy. Yeah.
And it became significantly easier and more interesting, and I am having a really good time. I love calling in on the Kodak crew. I love collecting animals. Even when I eat them and it turns out they're rotten.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Someday you'll feed on a tree frog.
Yeah, I have fed on a tree frog. I just beat the pain. Managed to get him non-lethal pretty easy, actually. I know it's going to get way harder to do that stuff later on, so I'll probably not focus as much on that.
It's really not that hard to non-lethal most of the bosses, except for the Fury. Fuck that guy.
that fight
fucking sucks to do non-lethal. It is just
I think I might just kill him.
You might just kill him. His camo's not even very good.
Yeah. But yeah, I managed to non-lethal Ocelot and the Pain pretty easily. Love Ocelot so much. Love seeing the grimy old man's origins as a catboy twink.
He's literally silly.
Mm-hmm. He's silly. I'm probably going to play more later. It's a really good game. Surprise, surprise. I just sort of, like, felt in the mood to play it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it for me, but what's not up is our $10 patrons. Yeah, if you donate $10 a month to our Patreon, you will get your name read out in the middle of the episode, like the following. Giga Lady Giga Gago, Danielle Kalaskis, Dylan Orris, Jazz Dumpster, Keither Terradyne, Maggie Rice, Nero Wyvern, Pagliacci Proto J, Quattra, Sabrina Steele, Sarvis, and Solid Snack. Thank you so much for your Thank you so much for your tens of dollars.
Give me your money. Put it in my mouth.
And just let him fucking die?
I hate
you
this.
You have to feed me. You have to use your money.
Jack off.
Episode 84, another Jack.
Jack.
Season 2, episode 20? Hang on. 20.
Yeah, 20.
Will the real Jack Atlas please stand up part 2?
Great.
I like to hear the title. Makes me feel good.
Yeah.
He does actually got a problem here. In this episode.
He does say it.
Thank you, 14.
Yeah, when he's about to win the duel.
So we get another news report of Jack being a wanted fugitive on, like, a highway chase, or, like, on the loose right now, sowing fear amongst the populace because they think Jack is gonna, like, I don't know, kill him, maybe. They're, like, trying to shut down all the highways. No one knows what's going on at this point. We see Carly at the M&M building, where she presumably works.
The M&M store in Times Square.
Yeah! She's arguing with her editor about Jack's innocence, and her editor's like, you know, write a hit piece on Jack or you're fired. So she just storms out.
Get me pictures of Jack Atlas. Which she does.
She does, yeah, because she finds the hippie couple who say, hey, there's two of them now. Oh my god, there's two of them. So
New Jack, too furious.
Pretty good. He's quite furious about all this. She goes to Yusei and Crow about this, and they immediately take off once more to try and find Jack. They go to, like, the crash site again and, like, see that there's a big fucking hole in the highway. So they go down to a little, like, rocky island and see Trust Guardian on the rocks. And Crow's like, oh, he fucking died.
Immediately
assumes.
He would never abandon this card.
Dead. Yeah.
His favorite card.
I really like how, like, Crow was the one who was, like, extra mad at Jack in the last episode. Now Crow is, like, the most devastated that he's dead for real.
He feels so bad that, like, the last thing he ever said to Jack was just calling him an asshole, basically.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's real.
Yeah, dude.
Mm. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
But Yusei gets a call. It's like, hey, evil Jack's on the highway again. Let's go stop him. So they take off to figure out that shit. And then we see the real Jack, who's in, like, yeah. I don't know, a hell prison?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he's in the fucking Shadow Realm.
He might be actually in the Shadow Realm. He might
as well
right
be.
Yeah.
But specifically, he's in the, like, the Shadow Realm, being like, he's wrapped up in, like, brain goop. And, like, he can see the other Jack, who's, like, taunting him.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's in the fucking sunken place.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he is.
Jack out.
So, and you know, as the fake Jack taunts real Jack, the cops show up and start chasing him. And he, like, he does some strange maneuver to, like, drive on the ceiling of the tunnel he's in, which, like, rains shattered glass sick. Onto the cops and blows them all up somehow.
It's so great. Uh-huh. One of the cops yells, "Jack, don't commit any more crimes at him."
That's Kazama. Yeah, that's the guy who he saved weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm good for him.
And we... There's a as they catch up to fake Jack, Yusei and Crow, you know, Crow's like, that's the guy who killed Jack. And he says, "Jack is arrogant, selfish, and a gigantic idiot, but he's a dear friend who battled alongside us." Thanks, man. What a sweet thing to say.
Look, you have to acknowledge their faults. You have to, you know, so you can work through them together. You can't just let them, you know,
mm-hmm.
go. Unconfronted about his right. shittier attitudes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So and fake Jack, like, brake checks Crow and, like, hits his thrusters, which just, like, blasts him off of his bike and he crashes. And then he does the same thing to Yusei. It, like, hits him with a smoke screen and, like, brake checks him. Meanwhile, Jack sees this. He's, like, watching all this happen from inside the prison dimension, and he gets so mad that he, like, bursts out of the prison and gets on his bike and chases the fake Jack down.
He's just like, "How dare you be shit to my friends?
Only that's I my can job. Do that." Exactly.
Yeah.
We do get a shot of Iliaster talking about him. This whole thing is I think this whole thing is Jose's plan this time. This is like, you know, Placido had the whole factory plan. Big boy. Big old boy.
Yeah, Jacob.
Old boy from the old boy.
Exactly. And he's like, "Oh, well, Jack has the power of the Crimson Dragon inside him. So if he's pushed, like, you know, he can make Circuit appear. Count on it." And I guess that he gets pushed hard enough that he bursts out of the prison.
Believe it.
So it turns out that he was in, like, a VR chair this whole time.
Yeah, he was in the Matrix. He was jacked in.
He was jacked in! And then he jacks off!
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, in a cave in the Matrix. They've parked his little D-wheel right beside him. Very conveniently.
Very nice of them to keep that there. I guess their whole plan was counting on him to do that because they needed him to win and, like, do a good duel to start, you know, finish the circuit anyway, but...
Yeah.
He makes it there. Yusei tosses Trust Guardian at him because he knows that he needs the card still. Something, something, power, friendship, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what it is by now.
The real Trust Guardians are the friends you made along the way. We know what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. I'm always saying this.
Yeah. And you know what Jack's saying? Jack says the line, "If you're my former self, then I'm going to beat you by being my current self."
What a sweet thing to say.
Really good shit, Jack. Thank you.
Yeah.
How nice. Luckily for Jack, the duel begins in literally the exact same way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He just gets Trust Guardian again. He's like, "Oh boy, so I know what to do this time."
Yeah, so Jack, like, immediately gets Trust Guardian, immediately, like, uses it to tune Vice Dragon, which does not make Yusei do, like, the sickos emoji. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Jack, you believe in your friends.
Yeah, so he's got Red Dragon, Red Demon's Dragon, and then the other Jack does the exact same thing, but tunes it with a different little guy. I wonder, will this be relevant later?
Yeah, it is. It's immediately relevant because the card he tuned it with was Flare Resonator, which gives it like an extra 300 attack after it's tuned. So, you know, Purple Demon's Dragon is currently stronger than Red Demon's Dragon. The whole thing, the whole reason why Jack had to use Friend Guardian or whatever it is that whenever he's attacked, he can like lower he can lower his dragon's attack points to like survive the attack and not get it be destroyed. So like the entire duel is just like Red Demon's Dragon getting attacked and like becoming weaker and weaker and like sacrificing more of its attack. But like, you know, fake Jack is like, oh, see, it's a representation of your soul and your power. You're weakening over time. And Jack's like, no, it's because my bonds are unbreakable. And no matter how weak we may seem, we're stronger together. It's nice. It's a good bit of metaphor, I'd say.
You know that it's a really well, like, written and thematically relevant or whatever duel when, like, even I'm, like, hooked on to the mechanics and following along. Like, yeah. I noticed this for once in my life. Yeah.
I think it's also a good testament of, like, how good a single episode duel is, too.
Yeah.
There's so much less to focus on and so much less to, like, remember the pieces that are in play when it's like this.
Yeah.
It's quite good. So
it is quite good.
Happy for Jack.
Fake Jack does some fuckery in this duel. He summons like the big piece and little piece golem. And he does a ton of combos and basically ends up synchro summoning.
He manages
two more
to summon
dragons.
Three.
So
fucking a red dragon archfiends.
Yeah. Blue. There's a yellow demon's dragon, a blue demon's dragon, a purple demon's dragon, all on fake Jack's side
Jack,
of the field.
How come your mom lets you have three red dragon archfiends?
Whoa,
it's pretty good. It's given me like Seto Kaiba with his three blue eyes vibes.
Yeah, but these guys are assholes and they're mean. We don't like them.
Uh huh.
Like I think throughout this whole duel, I really appreciate like how much the old Jack, like the other Jack. King Jack is like really hype about like the spectacle, like he wants to put on a show.
Yeah, well, I think also, I mean, that's like Jack's old persona of the king, so that part, yeah, you know, does make sense. But I think also it's like I think in order to create circuit, you need to have like a really like rousing, exciting duel. So I think like part of it is also
like summoning the Crimson Dragon, right? Like they needed to really like push themselves to their limits and really have like their biggest monsters clash against each other.
Gotta have your blood pumping.
Yeah, you gotta be right before you can jack off. Great. Love that.
Thank you.
You really made it hard for me. But yeah, Jack gets attacked by three dragon archfiends.
Yeah,
of various colors. Not great, but the thing is, like, he has the trust of his trust guardian and therefore his friends, and he's fine and he survived.
Yeah.
No,
I don't have anything to say. I can't figure out how to phrase it. You go ahead.
Okay. So, Jack summons, like, this funny little, like, one-star monster, Dark Bug. He's cute. He's funny.
Point to Dark Bug, and I said I could see it.
It's nice. Fake Jack taunts real Jack. He's like, the weakened red demon's dragon symbolizes you. You're weak and damaged by battle, and you can't survive. And then Jack says, no, the old Jack believed in power, but my power comes from my friends. And like, as it pans over to Yusei and Crow, you see like a little cute icon of Carly pointing at herself like, me? I'm friend too?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm friends?
Little me?
He, well, in the dub, he says, my friends, like, and the people I love, and that's when she says,
okay, you know, you get one heterosexual moment per episode.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, it's good.
And
the scoop shipping tease.
He's like, trust guardians, the proof of our bond, and he activates the marks. They all appear on his back, so he gets the cheating shrimp, my friend Saber Dragon. It tunes Red Demon's Dragon and Dark Bug to form Saver Demon Dragon, which gains the attack of one of its opponent's monsters per turn, so it gets fucking 7,000 attack.
Yeah, boy!
Yay!
He hits the fake Jack with an ultimate power force so hard that its skin burns off.
I fucking love that. Jack says the line, my previous self was a foolish man who only believed in his power. like, he says, like, oh, you're such a fool to, like, rely on power, and then immediately summons a fucking sick-ass massive dragon with 7,000 attack points and obliterates his opponent with, like, a massive overwhelming power, like...
That is the most kind
of but he's able to do that through the power of friendship, and it's different
when girl, you do it.
He's got all five of the D's with him.
Yay.
Well, two of them, the one who are the ones who are women, are not present. They're just somewhere.
Yeah. What? The ones who are women are not present in a Yu-Gi-Oh! Show?
Damn.
Uh-huh. Oh, weird. Weird. Robot explodes, and, like, the fake robot cards vanish into light. But... we see Iliaster, who are like...
Next episode, they just changed the title to 3Ds and nobody says anything about it.
That's my favorite game console. The 3Ds. We see Iliaster looking at a map of the city. It would certainly appear that they're starting to form a maybe like infinity-shaped symbol with the circuits in the city to create the circuit.
Yeah.
This is circuit
city. Sort of an Ouroboros type thing. Who knows?
Ah, curious.
Yeah, we cut back to the post-duel clarity. Crow, like, starts crying whenever he realizes that Jack isn't dead.
It's very sweet. I like it a lot. Carly's crying, too, but she's more so that, like, oh, Jack doesn't have to go to jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Crow is having, like, a full-on Jack Atlas, I thought you died arc. I'm having a moment. Really good. I know they have a laugh about the deal. They go and try and find like the Matrix cave where Jack was, but I think it's gone.
Yeah, it's just gone. Even his tire tracks that were leading away from it are gone.
Curious.
There's just no trace at all that he was ever there or that the Managed thing like he was imprisoned ghost. In was there.
And yeah, Aaron. There's just like more questions about what are we fighting? What's after us? Like, is it like ghosts from before? Probably. We'll probably find out at some point. Not this episode, though. Because that's all there is.
Those are really good set of episodes of finally Jack really, really getting his ass handed to him and kind of going through the ringer. And just, outright stating, outright stating that, you know, Liquid Jack just saying, like, yeah, you are a manifestation of my worst impulses. And if I want to become a better person, I need to move past this and defeat you. And learn to, like, listen to my friends and work together with them.
A very,
on its face. But I think it's good for that, you know? It's not worse for it, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sweet. Good episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the like, fake Jack Atlas disintegrates, and we get, like, these like, ominous shots of the, of our three, Iliaster boys... talking about how this means they've been able to create the thing they want to suck dual juice with. So that's important.
That's important.
How are you having Jack off dual juice? Let's answer questions.
Yeah.
Let's answer questions. If you want to send us a question, you can do so on our Twitter at @PotOfGreedCast, on our Tumblr at @PotOfGreed.tumblr.com, or on our Millennium Back channel in our Discord, which you can find at Kaba.online or JoeyWheeler.dog. Every week we make a post before we record an episode, and you can comment on it. We'll read your questions aloud, like our one Twitter question from M. Healy at M. of Healy. What is the worst prison you realistically think you could escape from? I'll be real. I don't think I could do it.
I don't think I could cut the mustard.
Yeah, I think... realistically, I can escape from the prison of my own mind and like
even
my own
that's
bad blood.
Like...
real prison?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if a small robot bug like broke me out.
Yeah, I would need to have the keypad exploded.
Yeah.
I think if I just spent enough time doing push ups and crunches and squats, I could build up enough muscle to bend any bars.
Yeah,
and then, you wait for the eclipse so that the guards can't use their firebending, and then you break out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then I crawl out of the tunnel I dug that's behind a pinup poster of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
The modern day Shawshank Redemption.
Exactly. They're calling me the Taylor white Andy. They're calling me the white Andy Dufresne. How about our Discord questions?
Who wants to read? Me?
I'm not going to read it.
You're not going to read because you're on iPad.
I'm and iPod.
Yeah.
iPod.
I will read them.
Yes.
First question from Solid Snack. We've seen a fake Kaiba, twice, a fake Pegasus, a fake Yugi, but they haven't dueled their real selves like fake Jack has. Who would you want to see to duel their fake the most? For reference, the fakes are a player killer on Duelist Kingdom masqueraded as Kaiba, Noah had a fake VR Kaiba lose as a demonstration, Imelda masqueraded as Pegasus for half of his first duel with Kaiba, and of course, Kaiba built a fake hologram of Tim in Dark Side of Dimension. I think a Yami v Yami duel would be pretty killer.
Yeah, I would love to see Kaiba have to duel like a fake Kaiba. He would be so fucking mad about it.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, you know what?
Yeah, that would also be good.
I want Chaz to duel himself, but like in this in. Like the same situation of this, where it's like, you know, the mellowed out Chaz from the end of GX having to duel, like, bastard punk evil Chaz from the beginning of GX.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a Chaz Ojama deck versus Chaz pre-Ojama deck.
Yeah, I think that's what they were trying to go for with, like, what was it, him dueling that kid with, like, the warrior deck?
Yeah. I like that.
Next question from Kirby the Cleric. Who is your favorite of the many palette swap ninjas in Mortal Kombat? Some examples are Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Frost, Reptile, Smoke, Rain, Noob Saibot, Cyrex, Sektor, Melina, Katana, Jade, among others.
I'm an Ermac man myself.
Oh, an Ermac guy. I've always liked Rain. I think Rain's the purple one, right?
Rain is the purple one. Purple Rain.
Rain is the Prince. Purple one. Yeah, I like Rain. Yeah, Purple Rain. Correct. Dan, do you have any opinion? I see Sarah doesn't. I don't think she knows.
I do not have any opinions.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about Mortal Kombat to tell you. I guess like I like Reptile.
Yeah, he turns into an actual like lizard.
Yeah, he's got a lizard face under there. Melina's the one with like the two mouths, right?
Melina has like the fucked up like blade mouth.
Yeah, Melina's fucked up blade mouth is also really cool.
Next question from Shadow Sandbag. Besides these two, who else would you want to see in a jack off? Is that the kind of the same question that Solid Snack asked?
I was just going to say, remember that one joke in the Barbie movie?
I think Pat just wanted the chance to say jack off.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Do you remember the joke in the Barbie movie where all the Kens are on the beach and they're talking about how they're going to beat each other off? That was funny.
That was pretty good.
I don't know. I haven't watched the movie. Next question from Yellow Eyes Gray Dragon. Which Yu-Gi-Oh cards would be most suitable as get-out-of-jail-free cards?
The left arm of Exodia, the left leg of Exodia, the right leg of Exodia, the right arm of Exodia, and Exodia the Forbidden One. Thank you very much.
I mean, if you think about it, the right arm of Exodia is kind of a jack-off card.
Maybe
that is kind of the jack and arm.
Sorry.
You want to have both because you don't know his preference.
Yeah, exactly.
A solemn judgment.
Yeah, sure. I just nullify
the judge's ruling, and I say no. Actually, I'm innocent.
But then you give up half your lifespan or whatever.
That's fine.
It's like the Shinigami eyes.
It means whatever. I get out of jail for life. I don't have to go to jail. I got away with murder. So
I get pulled over.
Lifespans.
I get pulled over by a cop, and I pull out a card. What's a good one? I'm trying to think. Negative fucking
mirror force. You get arrested instead.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was gonna say man eater bug sayer, and I hold it upside down, then I flip it, and the cop just explodes.
Fucking man eater bug.
Imagine you're going by on the highway, and you just see that. Like you just see somebody being pulled over by a cop, and then the cop explodes like they turn into triangles.
And it plays the effect.
Bottomless trap hole would also be a good one.
No, actually, Judge, you're arrested. You're going to jail.
Yeah, exactly. Mirror force. Giant true nade.
The cop turning into triangles like implies that cops in the Yu-Gi-Oh universe are all they are cards, and you can just beat them.
Everything is cards.
I guess in the Yu-Gi-Oh lore, the cards are from people's souls.
Damn,
who's fucking soulless a cop? I don't want to meet that guy.
No.
I'm sure there's a cop card. Yeah, it's just whose soul went into making that.
Assigned cop at birth, you know?
Yeah, very sad. Very sad.
Okay, another question from Shadow Sandbag. If you were to make a standard 52-card deck based on Yu-Gi-Oh, what would you do for the face cards?
Okay, so we've got a Jack. Who's the queen?
Well, Taki.
Kuros de Medici is kind of a queen.
That's true. Like, see, okay, I have a more elaborate answer.
Do we
want to
do all the different suits?
Okay, no. See, I was going to... What I was going to say... well, here, Sarah, do you want to finish your thought first? Because I have a pretty elaborate answer.
Oh, no, the Kuros de Medici is kind of a queen was the end of my thought.
Okay, see, I'm thinking...
I think Jack has to be one of the kings, though.
Each suit... What if each suit is a different, like, monster archetype?
Mm. Okay.
And then, like, and then, like, the king, queen, and Jack are, like, three different monsters from that archetype. So you have a spellcaster archetype. So you have, like, Black Magician as king, Black Magician girl as queen, and then, like... fucking silent magician as the Jack.
Yeah.
Then you have a hero archetype, and you have like Neos as the king, and you have Burst Lady as queen, and then fucking Featherman as Jack.
Or because those are their ace cards, you have Dark Magician
the
as the ace, and then Chaos Magician as the king, and then Neos is maybe ace, and then what's like a big hero that could be king?
Fucking Bubble Man.
Flame Wingman.
But Flame
that fucking gold guy. Card.
No, fuck him. Fuck Electron. Piece of shit. Okay, so you have the heroes, you have the spellcasters, then you have junk cards.
Junk cards. Mm. Yeah.
So you have Junk Warrior as the ace. You have Turbo Warrior as the king, who's like the Pompadour one.
Mm-hmm.
You have, I mean, I guess we have to. No, you have Speed Warrior as the queen, and then you have the little baby Turbo Tuner, Turbo Synchron, or Junk Synchron.
The little
orange guy as the Jack.
The Blackwings, Crow's cards. He's kind of got a thing going.
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, the last one could just be dragons. And like Blue Eyes is the ace, fucking
Blue
Cyber
Eyes,
Dragon
Eyes.
Cyber Dragon's the king, Little D is the Jack, and then the queen can be Stardust Dragon.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking in a bit more roundabout way, which is theming it after Yu-Gi-Oh! Characters, specifically like each suit could be a different Yu-Gi-Oh! series, like Duel Monsters, GX, 5Ds, and Zexal.
The kings are like the king of games of that series.
Yeah, and like the Jack would be like the friend or the rival. Same with the queen.
The queen is the neglected girl character, and the Jack is like the best friend.
Mm-hmm. And the ace is like the rival character.
Oh, the ace could just be their ace card, though.
The ace could actually cool if it was their ace card. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah,
damn, we could make that merch if we get around all the licensing of it.
We can't return hard decks. Hello, Archile.
Yeah.
Are we still?
If two Jack Atlases were standing before you, what would you do? Sorry, that was part of one of our questions.
Would I ask them to find the real one?
I would ask which one of you would say the other is the king. I think is the correct way to get around that.
Oh shit! Uh-huh. Ooh.
I think that's how you answer the real life riddle.
How recently did you divorce your husband, Yusei Fudo? And if they say just last month, then that's the old Jack. And if they say, well, it's been a while, but I'm starting to get to know him again, and we're falling slowly in love, then that's the new Jack. That's yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Ask them, are you the king? And they both say yes, and I kill them both.
Exactly. I hit them both in my car.
Fake, I hope. Okay, next question from Celeste. What would you ask your fellow hosts if you suspected they'd been replaced by an imposter, possessed by Dio, etc.?
Oh man, what is the most unlike us thing we could say?
I would ask Max what his favorite card was, and if he didn't say Man Eater Bug, I would kill him.
Thank you. Or just like how I feel about bugs in general.
Name the three main meat. Well, if Jotaro could, identify that Joseph Joestar was the real Joseph Joestar by asking him about Weird Al, then you could probably ask me about that with some novelty tracks.
He would ask Dan to name all the Beatles, and the real Dan would say that Elton John is one of the Beatles, and that's what you'd know.
Yeah,
I'd probably list Pete Best.
Yeah. Dan, I'd ask you, like, Homestar Runner trivia.
Yeah, yeah. I would ask you, like, what are the three main minions in the film Minions?
Yeah.
2015.
How many
Kevin Stewart and Bob.
Oh, see, that would, yeah, no, that'd be so good, because Fake Max would say 899, and the real Max would say 900, because one of them had a virgin birth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See, I would be fooled by the 899, because that's what I think the answer is.
Exactly, yeah. You don't know. You don't know that one of the minions laid an egg that was somehow fertilized itself and hatched into another new minion.
When did this happen? Is this in Minions 2?
This is in Minions 2 Rise of Gru.
Oh, God. Okay.
I would ask Argyle for pictures of Kashmir.
Yeah. And then fake Argyle would show us, like, the fabric, and we'd, like, pop him in the head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you want to see a picture of him right now? I'll post one to prove that I'm real.
Do it. Do it, coward.
Do it. Prove it.
I'd ask Sarah. Oh, fuck. I'd say, Sarah, how much free time have you had today? And if you say lots, we'd get you.
Yeah, fuck.
Have you gotten any repetitive strain injuries lately? And you say, no, I'm fine.
I'd say, Sarah, you have a really short chainmail coif, right? And fuck. You say, yeah, it's really short.
I hate that you've seen this.
I've been trying to, like, think of a fucking One Piece spin on it, and I just haven't been able to.
Fair.
I'm like, who's a really tall, long character in One Piece? Fuck.
Oh, did I tell you guys that I have figured out the secret to making myself 7 foot tall?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a really good picture of Kashmir. Ooh, thank you. I do believe you are the real Argyle.
Yeah, thank you.
The parasol is really tall.
We'll kill the other one now.
Yeah, anyways, well, you wear 7-inch tall platforms, and then you wear, like, an 8-inch tall Yami wig, and then you become 7 foot tall.
That's incredible.
That's right. Of course.
Simple as.
Yeah, yeah. I had a really good time last weekend, like, looking down at people from very, very high up. It was, really good.
Yeah.
I still have one of those wigs you sent to a PGOT meetup back in 2017 or 2018 or 2018.
Yeah, I have the Yu-Gi-Oh hair, and I have the Jotaro hat, because I ended up with two somehow.
Yeah.
Is that all our questions?
That's all of our questions.
Well, yeah. What is this spoiler? Is it not safe for work? Ooh, kind of is.
Oh, it's not safe for work, no.
That was a spoiler because it's
a late game area, is why it's what.
Oh.
Okay. I just opened it, and Kashmir's winking at me.
Yeah, for the listeners,
I saw Kashmir's whole business fully on display.
Yeah, I didn't know you installed mods.
No, yeah. I would never.
NSFG, not safe for gamers.
Well, speaking of not safe for work, that's been our podcast. We at Pod Agree can be found online. Yeah, thank you. Twitter at Pod Agree Cast, Tumblr at Pod of Greed, Coast and Blue Sky at Pod Agree, but we don't really post there much. You know how it is. You can go to patreon.com/Pod of Greed to join our Patreon, where $1 tier. You get to listen to all of our bonus feed, which most recently was our penultimate episode of Duels of the Roses. This month is going to be the finale of Duels of the Roses.
Yay! Dan
is going to win the game in one try.
Yay.
And it's going to be
really
gonna
beat Yu-Gi-Oh!
Truly a god gamer for being good at this fucking bullshit game. $5 tier, you get all that. Plus, you get to listen in to episodes as they're being live, and you get your names read aloud at the end of the episode. So thank you very much to our $5 patrons, who are Cypress, Emery, Joel Thomas, Morg, Haunting the Morgue, Riley Hopkins, Shadow Sandbag, and Sylvia Crow.
Thank you. Your money is half as delicious as the $10 bills that I ate in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Yummy.
At the $10 tier, obviously, as we just mentioned, you get your name read aloud at the end of the episode, or middle of the episode, sorry, and you get a real-life care package where if you're at the $10 tier for 4 months out of the year, you are guaranteed that next year's care package. We're working on it. It's going to be fucking sick as hell, so stay tuned for that. That's all of our show plugs. So, I've been Max. You can find me online at MaxBajillion pretty much everywhere. My other shows are on hiatus, but they are, if you want to listen to the backlogs, Wow Cool Robot about Mobile Suit Gundam, Never Mind the Trollocs that I do with Sarah here about Amazon's Wheelie Time, and Slappers Only about video game music. Popcorn Sarah, because I believe you have a little something to talk about.
A worm?
Hi, I'm Sarah. You can find me everywhere on the internet at Sarah McCostumes. And I have confirmed now that I am releasing or doing a Kickstarter for an audio drama starting in May. So you can go to lydia-disappears.com, I think, to find out more about that. I don't know if the website's live, but it will be one day, where you can give me and my gang money so that we can pay voice actors to make a very cool audio drama. More on that when I've actually met with the marketing team, brackets Riley and Andrew, close brackets, to decide what we're doing.
If I'd known I'd be getting paid, I would have auditioned. Fuck.
It said it in the audition packet. No one got paid for the pilot.
You gotta do it for the love of the game.
Yeah, yeah. I made people do the pilot for free, so now they have to promote the thing so that I can get paid for doing the actual series.
Yeah, you gotta earn it.
It's an ensorcelling trick. Very, very bad, very evil of me. And you can also listen to podcasts such as No Peace. The podcast in which we will never know peace, and also we watch random episodes of One Piece popcorn. Dan,
I'm Dan. You can find me at a lot of places. You can find those places at biggerchallenge.card.co. That includes my other podcasts, The Sonic Hustle, a Sonic Games and Media podcast. We just finished talking about Sonic Adventure 2, and we're gonna like do a couple like little episodes on Advance 1 and 2. We'll probably do a longer series on Battle. We're covering Sonic games right now. You can listen to Video Games and Movie, the podcast, a video game movie review podcast I do with my friend Maxi. Later this month, we're scheduled to talk about Pokemon 3, the movie. It's the one with Entei and the Unknown. You can listen, you can also check out me on Tumblr and co-host Bigger Challenge. Big challenges, respectively. You can watch my Small Saga Let's Play. Updates on Fridays. I think that's it for me.
Me. You can find me on Twitter at @Argyle_Funk. I don't post, but I'm there. You can find me there. You can also listen to my Yakuza podcast. It's called Kamurocho Radio. I host it with a friend of the show, Jordan. We haven't had time to record the finale episode of Yakuza 4. For reasons, but it'll happen. It will happen. I promise.
Imagine having an adult schedule and trying to podcast.
You can find the HKIP Discord server and watch Argyle stream Lupin movies on Saturday nights.
Yeah, I do that. I was going to say, you can also find me leeching off of your Wi-Fi to torrent Lupin movies.
Yay.
I want to do that.
And that's it. Uh-huh. And until next time, I set myself face down. And my skin melts off, and it's revealed that I'm actually a robot version of myself.
Oh no!
I set myself face down onto a mirror. I set myself face down onto a mirror, and I fall through the mirror, and then Dark Max appears out of the mirror, and it has a fucking like Spanish guitar theme song, and I'm playing Kid Icarus Uprising.
Oh, that sounds pretty sick, actually. I quite like this guy. I set myself face down. Oh shit, did I just hang up by accident? Oh, no, I didn't.
No, you're here.
You're here.
I set myself face down and I jack up, jack down, jack and defend.
Jack Dark and Max defend. Is a lot like regular Max, but his attacks have different knockback angles and strengths. They do less damage, but they have more knockback in a lot of situations. Yeah. So
A lot of people actually prefer to play
as Dark Max, but you know, I kind of like playing as regular Max.
Mm-hmm. There's an alpha next to my name.
I lock my bedroom door and jack off. Good night, everyone.
No, not like this. That was the worst one yet.
Jesus Christ. Peach.
Peach.
Oh, it's